Hi, it's me, Randall the Reading Rat. I'm up early today. Spring is in the air, and I just couldn't stay in bed any longer. I'm here at the Story Machine to see what new stories are springing up. Let's see what's going on inside the machine. Hello? It doesn't seem like anyone is up yet. I guess I will leave and come back later.
Good morning, Randall the Reading Rat.
Good morning, Gear.
There seems to be something in the machine that makes the machine stuck. It makes it oddly quiet.
Hey there, guys. I thought I heard someone up. I'm ready to get things going and crank out those stories.
Hi, Bolt. We can't get the stories moving because there is something small in the machine that isn't normal with there. And it keeps the stories stuck. It keeps Quake, Nut, and the others down.
Oh, no! Well, what are we going to do about it?
Where is it?
Right next to that large switch.
Oh, I know what that is. It's a seed.
A seed?
Oh, boy! A seed? It must have been blown into the story slot. Maybe it will sprout in the machine. And it will flower, and maybe it will have vegetables on it, or fruit, or shoes, or...
Well, we won't be able to let it sprout in the machine. We need to get the machine going again. But we can put the seed outside where we'll have a better chance to sprout.
Yay! Let's do that.
I'll get it! Got it!
Hello. I'm the Story Machine.
Hooray! We turned on the Story Machine! Can we hear a story about a seed?
Okay, let me see. Yes, this story is called El Girasol by a second grader, Christian Flores.
El Girasol by Christian Flores. One day, a farmer planted a seed outside of his house. The seed was the seed of a sunflower. The farmer had returned from working in the fields when he found the sunflower seed in his pocket.
What's this? Well, I'll be dipped in mud.
He planted it close to his house so that he could see it from his window.
You'll grow nicely here.
The farmer watched the seed sprout.
Well, looky there. It's sprouting.
The farmer took care of the flower every day. He watched it carefully and understood the flower, as if the sunflower could speak. In summer, it had lots of sun and it grew. The farmer knew the flower felt good.
You're getting the food you need because you are under the sun.
The farmer visited the flower every day.
Hello, sunflower.
The sunflower was the only flower on the whole farm. The farmer took good care of the flower and put extra water on the flower every week.
Drink the water you need, sunflower, so that you will grow.
In the fall season, it got cold. Some of the sun was covered by the clouds, but the flower still got some light. Then snow came and fell on the flower. The flower drooped down. The farmer took care of his flower.
I'll brush off the snow so you won't be so heavy and you won't fall down. There. Now the rest of the snow will melt on you like water.
The farmer watched the sunflower slowly raise his petals to the sky.
Well, just look at you grow. You're up so high.
Many days passed, and the sunflower grew and grew. Soon the rainy season came. Rain fell, the sun came out, and then the rain again. Lots of rain. The farmer watched as the sunflower grew and grew. The farmer could see large black seeds covering the area inside of the petals.
You are taller than me. You look like a sun in the sky.
The sun came out more, and the season began to change again. More rain came down. This time, the flower drooped down. The farmer came out to help him.
I'll lift you up. Here.
But the flower would fall again as soon as the farmer let it go.
You have sun and rain, but you're falling down.
The sunflower was drooping, and his petals were falling. The sunflower could not get up. The farmer felt like the sunflower was sad because he was drooping. The farmer felt sad, too.
Oh, well.
The farmer sat next to the sunflower for a long time. Then the farmer said,
Sunflower, your seeds are falling.
The sunflower moved its heavy head in the wind as if it were agreeing.
More and more seeds are covering the ground. That means more and more sunflower people like you will be sprouting and growing all over the farm.
The farmer felt happy again. The sunflower also seemed to be happy. He let the rest of the seeds go to the ground. Next season, that one sunflower will have created a whole farm of beautiful flowers.
Hooray! The seeds from the sunflower will sprout, and other flowers will grow and grow. Randall the Weeding Rat, can all seeds grow into plants that will create more seeds?
Yes.
Yay! All plants carry seeds! Some are shiny and dark, some are long, and some are shaped like wings that look like they are flying in the wind, like this. Whoosh, 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 whoa! Oops.
Are you all right, Bolt?
I'm fine.
You fell at the emergency story ejector and shot out a story.
She did. And it's a perfect story for today. This story, called Rainy, has a dandelion flower in it. It was written by an 8-year-old, Gabriela Garlovsky.
Rainy by Gabriela Garlovsky. It's the first day of spring, and I can't wait to make a wish on a dandelion wishing flower.
Good morning, Rainy the Unicorn.
Good morning, Groundhog. I'm off to make my first wish of spring.
Happy wishing!
Good morning, Rainy the Unicorn.
Good morning, Sun. I'm off to make my first wish of spring.
It's a great day to make a wish.
Yes. I'm going to make a wish with dandelion seeds, and I have made it to the garden. There is sure to be dandelion flowers in this garden.
You're going to make a wish on a dandelion flower?
Yep. But not just any dandelion flower. I need to find the puffy kind with seeds coming out. It's the wishing kind. I bet there's one in this garden. Where is it? There's a puffy dandelion flower. The seeds are about to blow off. I better make my wish.
Did you get your wish?
No. My wish did not come yet.
What did you wish for?
I wish for an ukulele to play music. I'll wait.
You look sad, Rainy.
I am. I really wanted my wish to come true. I thought it was going to happen. I thought everything was going my way. It's the first day of spring, and I found a puffy dandelion flower, and I thought I would get my wish.
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe you can still enjoy the day. And look, here come some lovely gray clouds. I won't be able to see you for a while, Rainy. These clouds are about to block me out. Look like it's gonna rain. Enjoy the rain shower, Rainy.
See you later, Sun.
See you later, Rainy the Unicorn.
Well, I do love the rain. Even if I'm sad, I can't help but dance in the rain. make me so, so, so happy.
Hi again, Rainy.
Hi, Sun.
Looks like the rain left you with something.
Yes, it left me with happiness.
That's not all, Rainy. Look in your rain pocket.
Well, what a surprise. The rain left me with rain money? My wish came true. I can buy my ukulele. I'm off to the store.
You sure are. Wow, you are fast.
I'm so excited. I'm buying my ukulele now.
I see.
Now, I'm going to go back to the garden to play a song for the plants.
Hi, Winnie. Did your wish come true?
Sure did. Hop on, Groundhog. You can come with me to the garden. I'm going to sing a song for the plants, and you can listen to the ukulele.
Okay, Winnie.
Let's go. And now, my friends, I'm ready to play you a song. Plants are cute. Plants are dreamy. Plants help us grow because they give us fruit.
Plants shine different colors, seeds are wishes from plants. If you listen to the plants, your wish will come true.
Thank you, Dandelions. Thank you.
I love that story. I love flowers. I think maybe I would like to sing a song to the plants too.
Yeah, how about, ooh, plants, plants, plants make food, plants make lots of food, plants make food, plants make food, let's eat all the food.
Yum! Yeah, oh, I wonder if music helps plants. Does it, Randall the Weeding Rat?
It might, Gear. I'm not sure. But sometimes plants do need our help. Hey, Story Machine, can you find the story called Diary of a Platypus? In this story, animals work hard to save a forest of trees.
I will see. One second, please. Here it is. This story was written by Sam Stiles when he was in the fifth grade.
Diary of a Platypus by Sam Stiles. July 17th, 2010. Another fine summer day. I didn't catch any crayfish, but I knew they were there. I could feel it in me bones. So, I walked down to me lake where I eat and drink and get daily exercise. Today, I caught 6 small crayfish and 2 medium-sized crayfish. Well, time to hit the sack. How happy I am with my life the way it is. I love Tasmania and my life as a platypus. July 18th, 2010. I heard chainsaws buzzing in the distance. No, not today, I said sadly. A few days ago, I overheard a couple talking about building a town in the forest. I was so frustrated when I heard the news. I never thought it would be today. I rushed over to my favorite tree, a big old oak tree. The leaves turn a beautiful sunset orange on them in autumn. Anyways, there was this lumberjack walking over to my tree. The tree that I'll get my cool shade from in the hottest days. The lumberjack was shouldering a huge, sharp axe. I stepped in front of the tree and gave an aggressive growl. The lumberjack panicked and ran away. Yes! I felt as if I'd won a rugby game. July 19th, 2010. Today, I caught the biggest fish ever. It was 3 inches wide and 1 foot long and took me half an hour to eat. My friend Wallaby came by while I was fishing.
Hello, Sydney.
Good afternoon, Wallaby. Wallaby's a kangaroo who has tons of experience in kickboxing. Hey, Wallaby, how about staying at my place for a few days?
Sure, that would be nice. Why?
Well, there's these men. They came here to make a town out of this forest.
Yeah, I've seen them. Go on.
Well, they hired a lumberjack to cut down my favourite tree.
I get it. You want me to be there, so when he comes back to try it again, I can go down there and deal with him, eh, mate?
Exactly, mate.
I'll do it.
July 20th, 2010. I awoke to a man screaming.
Ah!
Wallaby, the man must have tried to cut down the tree while I was sleeping. Wallaby, where are you? That lousy trickster. Wallaby's not here. He must have woken up early to defend the tree. Man, Wallaby is the best friend a guy could ask for.
I'm back. I don't think that guy will be making that mistake again.
Well, better start planning.
Planning for what?
Planning for when he and others return. Those humans don't give up so easily. He'll be back, and most likely, he'll bring more of his kind.
Oh, what should we plan?
The battle. July 28th, 2010. I stood on the large boulder in the forest and raised my web paws as high as I could and shouted, Animals of the forest!
Yes?
Okay.
We're ready.
The time to strike is now!
Let's do it! Let me at him.
Who's with me?
We are!
Then let's begin! We got closer and closer to the humans. When we surrounded them, we watched them slowly put their lunches down. That's when we charged. The humans all got up, so we carried on like the wild animals we are. The faster we charged, the faster the humans moved. They began to retreat from the camps to their boats.
These animals are crazy. Let's get out of here, fellas, and stay out of Tasmania.
We all did it. Woo-hoo! They are gone. The lumberjacks are gone for good. August 1st, 2010. Today, the forest was quiet again. I look at the trees that we saved and smile at the forest with all the victory I could muster in my entire lifetime.
What a hero Sydney the Platypus is! He saved an entire forest!
He's really cool and brave. I want to help out plants.
Yeah! Then we would be helping the animals because plants give them food. Oh, and shelter!
Why don't we go plant the seed that we found?
Let's go! I wonder what kind of plant it will be. Maybe it'll be a sunflower, or a tree with orange leaves, or...
We're ready to go, Randall the Weeding Rat.
Okay. Thanks for the story, Story Machine.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. If you want to share your stories with us, you can send your stories to info@stories-alive.org. And remember, keep writing.
The Stories Alive podcast is a production of Stories Alive and Jefferson Public Radio. The show is recorded and produced in the JPR studios on the campus of Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon. Our show is produced by Anna Byers. Our audio engineer is Blake Helmkin. The cast includes Kirk McKenzie, Susie Gabumpa, Anna Byers, Michael Meyer, Tom Berich, Caroline Schaefer, and Jeannie Renault, and is directed by Jeannie Renault. The executive producer of Stories Alive is Eric Teal. To learn more about the show and hear other great stories, visit us at storiesalive.org. Until next time, I'm the Story Machine. So long.